Now, how are we going to bring this into the clinic? And I think in the clinic, if we're going to start applying these, we have to provide the level one evidence for the two possible applications of these molecular markers. One application is in the prognostic setting. So these are women that have breast surgery, and then based on the pattern of markers in the resected breast, you're trying to predict whether they are destined to develop metastasis versus not, or increasingly in the neoadjuvant setting, where you're trying to get signatures that predict whether they're going to respond or not to neoadjuvant therapy.